This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. If there's one singular thing that could prepare you for a financial crisis, it's, everybody with me now, an emergency fund. If we've said it once, we've said it, 94,000 times. It is not for a rainy day. It's for when you lose your job or you suddenly have a giant medical bill that insurance won't cover or a tornado takes your house. So maybe a better name for it is an uncertainty fund. Our good friend, financial advisor, and napkin artist Carl Richards wrote about this recently in the New York Times. Welcome back.
Happy to be here, Tess. Thank you.
So why are we calling this an uncertainty fund instead of an emergency fund?
My thought was the term emergency fund was generic and had the standard rules of thumb that apply to it. Like you're supposed to have, you know, anywhere from 2 to 12 months of money set aside.
Right.
And I thought we just needed to look at this in a new angle. Where is the uncertainty lie in your life? Where's risk coming from? We used to think of the people who would lose their jobs as those crazy entrepreneurs starting businesses. Well, we all know that's changed, right? You can find yourself unemployed at a moment's notice. So what type of uncertainty do you have in your life should have an impact on the sort of size of your uncertainty fund, right? Like if your life is very stable, you've got this business that you've built that's really stable or this career you feel is really stable, maybe your uncertainty fund doesn't need to be as big as somebody who takes a lot of risk in their professional life.
There are a lot of folks out there, I think, who want to be responsible, want to have this uncertainty fund. But quite frankly, whenever we talk about it on air, about saving in any way, shape, or form, they say, look, I can't set anything aside. Stop telling me that I have to do this because I'm living from paycheck to paycheck. What's the answer to that?
The idea of having, right, 6 months of your salary in your emergency fund, sometimes that can feel overwhelming. So I think it's just important for us to stop and take a big breath and say, okay, what can we do? Maybe find some income on the side. Maybe pick up an extra shift at work and set it aside, even if it's, you know, cash in the mason jar underneath the bed.
Yeah.
And what I've found is as soon as we get some plan to make progress, we start to feel better. And that starts to build on itself. And it starts this wonderful cycle of good feelings about money instead of bad.
That sounds a lot easier, though, than I think it is for people. How do you take that first step to step back?
I think we've got to get to the point where we realize, look, the best we can do is the best we can do. Put on our no blame, no shame hats and realize nothing's going to change until we sort of face up to our own situation and start just saying, okay, is there one little thing we can do this month different than we did last month?
And there's nothing too little.
Totally. I mean, you think about any long, I'm thinking about a long bike race I used to do that was 206 miles. If you thought at the beginning of that, man, I'm going to be on my bike for 12 hours or 10 hours and it's 206 miles and you thought about that every single mile, you would never, ever, and we've all heard the story, right? You eat an elephant one bite at a time. That's my point, is we've all got to have some emergency plan, some uncertainty plan, hopefully to build up this fund.
Carl Richards. You can find his article about the Uncertainty Fund at the New York Times Bucks blog. He is also Director of Investor Education at the BAM Alliance. Thanks so much, Carl.
Thank you, Tess.